We're talking with the author of The Education of a Traitor, a memoir of growing up in Cold War Russia. Her name is Svetlana Grobman. We think of families getting together now and talking about politics and getting very animated and very arguing about politics. How much different was it during that time of the Cold War, especially in the time that you cover in your book of that 50s through the early part and mid 60s? How careful did you have to be about what you said in regard to what you liked and didn't like about your country?
Well, you have to be very careful because it was very easy to be put into prison for things like that. At the time of Stalin, it was actually much worse. People who talk politics and said anything distantly related to any kind of accusing the government and anything, even making jokes about the government, they were not just put into prison. They were killed. They were sent to all the Siberian gulags, and they were literally killed. So when I grew up, it wasn't that bad. You would not be killed, but you would be expelled from your college if you were older. And we had to be very careful. It had to be contained in your family unit. And like my parents lived in that one-and-a-half-rooms apartment, so we could talk there. But later on, when my family moved out, we actually had a communal apartment, which we shared with somebody else. And you would not talk anywhere but in your room, and not very loudly.
Yeah. Especially nowadays, and I think for several decades in this country, and we think of lower class, lower middle class, upper middle class, high class, upper class. What were classes like? How would you categorize your class as a child and a teenager? What class did you come from?
Well, first of all, we didn't have classes. Uh-huh. We were all a happy family, supposed to be.
You were happy family. That's the whole country, happy
family. The whole country, uh-huh. Yes. From today's point of view, when I look back, I think we were probably kind of lower middle class. And my parents were actually the first in their families to get a college education.
Yeah, and your mom, what did your parents do?
Well, my dad was a geologist. And my mom was a doctor.
Now, see, that would speak upper class, upper class, wouldn't it?
Yeah, according to the American standards of today, definitely. In Russia, those were professions that were very low paid. My mom was always overworked and always tired, and she didn't want anybody in the family to get sick because she had sick people at home, and that was enough for her. But the salaries were just miserable. So it was not even close to being satisfactory.
Many people, it seems to me, and your family, it says right at the end in the afterword that, your mom and you had a sister. You have a sister, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
You leave Russia and move to Israel, correct?
Right.
You've had others. I think your grandfather might have suggested go to the United States.
That's right.
See, we grow up in this country not thinking as a general rule, oh, I've got to escape to another country and I'll be happier there. But is that a general consensus or thought in Russia at a certain time period that, you know, if you really want to be content and happy, you got to leave?
Well, it was very hard to leave. The thing was that till the 1990, it was 1989, it was practically impossible to leave. So again, being Jewish, lots of people wanted to leave because you were a second-class citizen. You would like to be like everybody else, but it was not possible. You know, we had in our documents, our main document was our passport. And not just that document, any document. You would go to see your doctor, and the fifth line in any questionnaire, in your passport, in your school papers, was your nationality. You see, being Jewish did not mean the way it means in America, be a religious Jew. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a religion. It was your ethnicity. So it didn't matter who you were. It just that fifth line, it was always fifth line. I'm told that they don't have it now, but they did for many, many years. And
that would determine so much.
That would determine your future pretty much.